Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P220044 regarding Luke Sefton. The time is now 9:10 a.m. on July 6, 2022. My name is Greg Raymond. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and purpose. Do we have Mr. Henshaw, is he on?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I've introduced myself. I want to go around to my immediate right with counsel, all the way around to the table, and then outside, and then virtual. So let's start with Mr. Donald.
Certainly, Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel.
Daniel Carthel, I'm Assistant Investigator.
Dan Cook, I'm a committee member.
Joe Curris, EAC member.
Randy Service, the law firm of Tony Cullen.
Luke Sefton, engineer.
Tony Cullen, the attorney for Luke Sefton.
Frank Costello, EIC member.
Bob Marmon, the committee member.
Okay, let's go.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Kurt Winter, deputy director for technical registration.
I'm Edwin Brown, I'm the owner of the property we're discussing today.
Okay, let's go virtual. Mr. Henshaw.
Mark Henshaw, committee member. And I'm having a hard time hearing everybody. I missed half the introductions, but if we can figure out a way to improve the sound quality so I can hear better, that would help.
Where's the mic?
I'll be right back with one of those remote mics.
Yeah, we want to fix that.
Yeah. The mic's only down there.
Yeah, but he's
the mic's right there.
Yeah, but he's got a way to enhance the sound, I think. So, everyone, just give us a minute while we resolve that issue. We want to make sure Mr. Henshaw can hear everyone. After which we'll continue.
Thank you.
How do you hear me, Mr. Henshaw?
That's good. That's clear.
Okay, but I'm fairly close, and I'm speaking up too. Yeah, I am close.
The thing is, I thought they had their satellites attached to it. So we're going to move it a little closer down this way. Once he brings the satellites up, then they can be stretched out across the table.
Yeah.
We can set it right there, sir.
We'll find a solution to anything.
Yeah. And then he'll bring the satellites and then he'll spread
it. I know, this will be 2 days after I retire.
2 days after.
When do you retire?
About 13 years
old. In about 13?
Got a ways to go.
Yeah, you got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Retirement's great, by the way. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I got my 30 years in and retired. So.
That's fantastic. Well, you're retired and you're staying here during the summer.
Yeah, I'm working part-time with Phoenix Fire right now.
Oh, very good.
I'm a structural engineer on their FEMA task force. So I do building collapse, basically. So I've been doing that since 92. So I'm continuing to do that. So.
Well, I want to mention to the EAC members, I charged all the laptops this morning. However, I also brought up cords in case it gets to the point where they need to be plugged in. So I'm not sure how long. I always have mine plugged in, so I have no idea how long on battery alone will last. But I didn't charge all of them up this morning, so hopefully it'll last roughly 2 hours or so that we're in here. But even mine, myself, seems to be going quickly, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, and all five of you have the PDF loaded with the information. And again, if you have questions on where something is, I took some notes. So I'll be able to help you sort through that.
Sorry for the interruption.
Well, this whole thing is right. Including the cover?
Yeah.
I should remind, if there are any EAC members, I don't have a confidential or conflict affidavit, I'll need to get that from you.
Okay.
And I have one in front of me.
I could use a blank.
Okay, yeah, we'll get one for you. Okay, we got Mr. Costello's here. Okay. All right, again, just give us another minute while we try and enhance the sound issue.
Yes.
We can hear you fairly well.
Okay.
I think you want.
It's a responder. I didn't hear his name.
Oh, you got to plug into that one instead of this one. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. That's not plugged into anything.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I apologize for reaching around you.
Everyone will find Daniel's the most courteous person you'll ever know. He apologizes for such.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
For no reason. He's nothing but helpful.
He's probably from Canada. Right?
not quite.
What, Michigan?
So is that set up now?
That one is. I was going to set up a second one.
Just okay. All right. Yeah.
Why make not? Sure we're covered. I'm assuming this will help.
It does.
You can see why we're in the conference room. A lot of bodies in here. It's going to work downstairs. I should also mention, we do use an acronym EAC a lot, but at the same time, it specifically means Enforcement Advisory Committee, just in case. I think everybody probably has that by now, but I just want to. We're really bad at acronyms sometimes, but EAC is Enforcement Advisory Committee. Okay, now.
Mr. Henshaw, can you hear everybody now? Is that a bit better?
Well, I can hear, but I'm not sure about everybody, but we'll play it by ear. I'll let you know if I can hear something.
Let's try Mr. Sefton.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, he's as farthest away from the area here. Okay, in that case, let us know, Mr. Henshaw, if there are any issues. In the meantime, I'll continue with my script. A few reminders, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I know who said what. To avoid disruptions, that reminds me, I gotta turn off my cell phone. I'm reading this about cell phones and yet I haven't even silenced mine yet. Okay. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode, as I just did mine. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind any attorneys present today that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on January 6, 2022 related to a drainage culvert design at 1025 Verde Valley School Road in Sedona, Arizona on or about April 23rd, 2020. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff, which would actually be me. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based on the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with the respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Let's start with Mr. Costello.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Marmon?
Yes.
Mr. Curris?
Yes.
And Mr. Cook?
Yes.
And Mr. Hanshaw?
Yes.
Okay. Fact-finding during the meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. That doesn't apply. Okay. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce yourself, your name prior to motion. I need a motion, please, from anyone.
Bob Marmon.
This is Mark Hanshaw. I move. So move.
Okay, so we have a first and a second by Mr. Curris and Mr. Hanshaw. I mean, Mr.
Marmon.
Marmon. And Mr. Hanshaw. Let's do, we'll just start with Mr. Curris for an aye or nay to go into executive session. Mr. Curris, we'll start with Mr. Curris first.
Yes.
Mr. Cook?
Yes.
Mr. Costello?
Yes.
Mr. Marmon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hanshaw?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously. At this time, we'll ask respondent and his attorneys to leave the conference room. Mr. Brown will need you to stay. And give me a minute here, so I've got to do this recording thing.